We also give a nod to our favorite television show, True Blood, by including an interview with one of my favorite people, Alan Ball. Lots of people helped me assemble this companion, and I tried to thank all of them in the acknowledgments. But let me just say here that without the help of my assistant and best buddy, Paula Wolden, I would have torn out my hair and cast myself upon the floor in despair at a few points. So thanks, Paula, and I think I had some of the most fun ever drawing the map with you. I'm sure the second the Sookie Stackhouse companion is on the shelves, I'll think of something I should have included, but it's time to let this project go. I hope y'all find something in the book to entertain, enlighten, and engross you. See you in bon temps. Charlaine Harris.
This ends The World of Sookie Stackhouse by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Laurie Birmingham. And now, Small Town Wedding by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Johanna Parker.
Chapter 1. It was May. I had a great tan, and I was going on a road trip, leaving vampire politics behind. I felt better than I had in a long time. Wearing only my underwear, I stood in my sunny bedroom and went down my checklist. 1. Give Eric and Jason address and dates. I'd done that. My boyfriend, Eric Northman, vampire sheriff of Area 5 of Louisiana, had all the information he needed. So did my brother, Jason. 2. Ask Bill to watch house. Okay, I'd left a letter pushed under my neighbor Bill Compton's door. He'd find it when he rose for the night. His sister, Judith, sired by the same vampire, was still staying at his place. If Bill could tear himself away from her company, he would walk across the cemetery separating our properties to have a look at my house, and he'd get my mail and my newspaper and put them on my front porch. 3. Call Tara. I'd done that. My pregnant friend, Tara, reported all was well with the twins she was carrying, and she'd call or get her husband to call if there was any news. She wasn't due for 3 more months, but twins, right? You never knew. 4. Bank. I deposited my last paycheck and gotten more cash than I usually carried. 5. Claude and Dermot. My cousin and my great uncle had decided to stay at Claude's house in Monroe while I was gone. Claude had been living with me for about a month, and Dermot had joined him only 2 weeks ago, so Dermot said he still felt funny being in my house without me there. Claude, of course, had no such qualms, since he's about as sensitive as a sheet of sandpaper, but Dermot had carried the day. All my clothes were clean, and I thought I was packed. Though it would be a good idea to review my packing list, which was completely separate from my things-to-do list. Since my friend and boss, Sam Merlot, had invited me to go with him to his brother's wedding, I'd been in a nervous tizzy about forgetting something essential and somehow making Sam look bad in front of his family. I'd borrowed a pretty dress, sleeveless and blue like my eyes, to wear to the wedding, and I had some black pumps with 3-inch heels that were in great condition. For everything else, I packed the best and newest of my casual clothes, 2 pairs of good shorts, an extra pair of jeans. I threw in a yellow and gray skirt outfit just in case. I counted my underwear, made sure I had the right bras, and checked the little jewelry pouch to be sure my grand's pearls were there. I shut the bag, triumphant. I'd done my best to cover every contingency, and I'd fit everything into a hanging bag and a weekender bag. Just as I reopened the bag to make sure I'd included my blow dryer, I heard Sam's truck coming up the driveway that wound through the woods. In 30 seconds, I pulled on my khaki shorts and a very thin, white tank top with a teal tank layered over it. I had a little gold chain on, and I slid my feet into my new sandals. My toenails were a happy pink, run, run, rosy. I felt great. I hurried to the front door and opened it just as Sam was about to knock. He was wearing his usual jeans and Merlot's Bar and Grill t-shirt, but he was sporting ancient cowboy boots. Yep, we were going to Texas, all right. His red gold hair was shorter these days, and I could tell he'd taken special care shaving.
"Sorry I'm a little late," he said.